Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, the last gasps of summer are here. Many students are heading back to school. My youngest is heading back to school starting next week. I can't believe it that we made it the entire summer. Well, families across the country have made plans to visit amusement parks as a final hurrah before buckling down into their fall schedules. Now, I did find this article from EHS Today, which is an occupational safety newsletter, and it's got 10 tips to stay safe when visiting an amusement park. I bring this up because recently I finished a book about an amusement park called Action Park. I'm sure if you've got HBO Max, you've seen the documentary Class Action Park, which is a documentary about Action Park. It was located in Vernon Valley, New Jersey. Unfortunately, the Action Park is no longer. It's now, I think, Mountain Creek Mini Golf or a Mountain Creek Adventure or something like that. But it was a fascinating story. Watching the documentary was just a drop in the bucket. So I actually read the book written by the owner's son, who worked at the park until its final demise in the mid-1990s. But that one was basically a free-for-all. The owner felt that people should be in charge of their own destiny. You get hurt on the ride, it's your own fault. You didn't follow your own safety precautions. You decided to take the risk, so therefore you're going to get the risk reward, or you're going to get the consequence of your actions. But lots of different things, lots of different stories. A lot of people got hurt. It seemed like in the 1980s in New Jersey, if you were a teenager, everybody seemed to have a Action Park war story. They've got scars and whatnot to show off to each other as badges of honor that they survived Action Park. So if you ever get a chance to watch the documentary Class Action Park, definitely do it. The book, I believe, is called Action Park. Last name is Mulvihill. I can't remember the son's name. The last name is Mulvihill. I'm sure if you go on Amazon and type in Action Park, you'll be able to find the book. Very, very good book. Just finished it. Absolutely amazing. But I thought I would share some tips so that you can have a good time going to an amusement park and not worry about getting hurt or having something serious happen. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that. It'll bring you to the blog with some of the tips that I'm going to share, along with a link to the article at EHS Today. With many more tips. Again, I want you to read all the tips on this article. Very, very good. Very helpful from what I read. So go ahead and do that. The first tip that I have for you is stay hydrated and cool. Water is your best bet to stay hydrated, as sugar drinks and alcohol can actually accelerate dehydration. They recommend that you drink slowly and several times during the day. Don't just like get a bottle of water and quick chug it. you know, not a good idea. You want to stay hydrated throughout the day. So just drink slowly. I mean, you don't have to, you know, drink like it's going out of style. But definitely, you know, like athletes do, they don't take a gulp, you know, they don't gulp a big bottle of water or a big bottle of Gatorade, you know, in one sitting. They've got water bottles and they take advantage of it three or four times a day. So definitely look into that. I'm not saying don't get a Coke or don't get a beer, but don't rely on those to keep you hydrated, because they won't. Like I said, they'll just accelerate the dehydration. But definitely you want to stay hydrated throughout the day. Wear a hat if you can. Sunglasses and comfortable shoes. Now, this is something I didn't know. The article says that the average guest will cover up to 8 miles in walking as far as a visit. And black asphalt is a known heat reflector, which can cause rashes. So they talk about wearing comfortable shoes and socks, laying off the flip-flops, laying off the sandals, because you definitely want to protect your feet, especially in parks that have black asphalt. And I think most parks these days, they've opted not to go the regular white or gray concrete route. They do the asphalt because it's easier to patch and clean up, and there's less chance of somebody tripping over the seams and, you know, like they have in concrete. So again, wear a hat, sunglasses, comfortable shoes, and stay hydrated. The second tip that they have here is be aware of your surroundings and be courteous. The sights and sounds may be interesting, but always be aware of who and what is around you at all times to avoid collisions or tripping. You know, if you see an interesting ride and you want to check it out, then move off to the side of the walkway so that you could check it out. Don't just stand there right in the middle of the walkway. And I've had this happen so many times where a family had just been so enamored with something that they just stopped in their tracks to look up at the roller coaster that's going by, and people are screaming and having a good time, and they'll just stop like right in the middle, and there, you know, people behind them moving forward. And of course, it's going to cause a jam, potential tripping and collisions. Okay. So definitely be aware of your surroundings. If something looks cool that you want to look at, again, go off to the side to do that so that you're not blocking the flow of human traffic that's flowing through the park. If you've got a stroller or a wheelchair or one of those motorized buggies, take extra caution because people don't figure into those things. You know, they don't figure in that for a stroller or for a wheelchair or for a buggy, you know, to leave an extra 4 feet of room to get around them. They often don't pay attention. So you need to be really, really paying attention so that you don't hit anybody with your stroller, your buggy, or your wheelchair. So just keep that in mind, that if you do have one of those things, you got to be extra careful. So be sure you take a look at that and keep an eye out for other people. The third tip that I want to share is know your limits. Rides and interactive exhibits may look like a lot of fun, but if you're not physically or emotionally prepared for the fun, the fun could turn into a nightmare. Okay. If your child is hesitant to get onto a ride or participate in an exhibit, don't force them to do it. Okay. I've seen this too many times. My wife and I years ago went to Walt Disney World. I don't know if they still have it. They had an alien encounter interactive exhibit, where they would bring you into a darkened theater. They had these harnesses, you'd sit down, and then they'd have these harnesses that would lock down on you like a roller coaster harness, you know, lock down. And it was basically, you were watching this person show this teleportation, I think it was like a teleportation device, and they teleported an alien by mistake, and everything went wrong. And I mean, you could hear the alien behind you. You could smell their breath. You could actually feel it. They had like misters that would, you know, mist on the back of your neck. You know, just really making it really creepy because it was completely dark and it was like theater of the mind kind of stuff. It was really cool. to have that, because they would, the alien would tug on your harness, you know. So it was really, really interactive, really made you feel like there was somebody behind you tugging at, you know, tugging at the harness and breathing down your neck. But too many times I've seen adults bring these little kids in there to participate. And I mean, the kids were freaking out, you know, constantly screaming, you know, "Mommy, Daddy, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here." And then, you know, something started happening and then they really go off. And I'm sure those kids, unfortunately, were probably scarred for life because of that. So, you know, if your kid doesn't feel comfortable getting on a ride or being a part of an interactive exhibit, don't force them to do it, you know, because you're just going to ruin the fun for everybody. If you want to go on it, then have, you know, another member in your party watch your child, and you go in and have a good time and come out and, you know, enjoy it. But don't ruin the fun for yourself, for your child, and for everybody else that's being a part of that ride, and you know, force them to do something they don't want to do. To go along with that, if you're pregnant, if you've got back, neck, or heart issues, think twice about participating in the more rigorous rides like roller coasters and stuff like that. The fun really isn't worth the potential health issues that could occur. Obviously, read the, you know, don't ride this ride if you're pregnant, if you've got neck issues, if you've got back issues, if you've got heart issues. Follow, just, those are there to keep you safe. You know, that's what they want to do, is they want to keep you safe. So definitely pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your emotions. If it's too much for you, you know, watching the ride happen, then please don't go on it. Okay. And then the last tip that I want to share with you here is follow the rules. The rules for amusement parks and rides are there to make sure that guests have a safe and fun experience. These aren't suggestions. Like, please, we would like it to, it would better be better for you if you didn't run throughout the park. Just as a suggestion, that wouldn't be a good idea. No, don't run. Because you run, you're going to be bumping into people. You could fall over, you know, you could trip on something. I mean, the rules are there for a reason. And obviously, that's to keep you safe, keep the park safe, keep others safe. So definitely follow the rules. If you do see somebody not following the rules, if you see line jumpers or something like that, don't take it into your own hands. Get a hold of a park employee and let them deal with it. Don't try to be the hero. Don't try to be a vigilante. You know, especially in this climate these days, you know, you confront somebody, there could be some serious repercussions. So it's best that if you do see something going on, you know, a rule breaker, a line jumper, something happening, get a park employee. Get a security officer and let them handle it. Don't step in and, again, try to be the hero, okay? So EHS Today has many, many more tips. They've got like 6 more tips that I want you to check out. You go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today with a link to the article from EHS Today, which, again, is an occupational safety website. So be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, again, our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I surely hope that if you do visit an amusement park, that you have a great time, that you enjoy yourself, and that you have a lot of fun and build some lasting memories for you and your family. Until next week, this is Matty V saying take care.